Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, I'm a new customer, and I'm trying to set up my account online. And I wanted to verify the wireless password key.
Okay.
If you have that.
I'm sorry. Let me start over. So you're looking to sign up online for service, or have you recently had an installation done?
I'm already hooked up to the service.
Okay.
They're having a problem with my phone, but they're working on it.
Okay. May I please?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to ask for your name, please.
Yes, William Geisel, Geisel. They may be using my nickname, Bill.
Okay, no worries. Let me go ahead and take a look. Okay, I've got it under your full name. Can you please do me a favor and verify your service address, please?
My which?
Your service address.
Oh, service address. I'm a little hard of hearing, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I can speak a little louder if necessary.
Yeah, 119 Highland Avenue, Kingston, New York.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Let me just see what's going on. Okay, so it was the AC that you needed on your Wi-Fi, is that correct?
They gave me a card. It's the network name, Arch Top Fiber 3745.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wireless password. It's quite long. And I tried using it, and it said it's not the right. Now, are the alphabet, are they case sensitive?
They are case sensitive indeed.
I want to verify I got the right passcode, if you do have it.
Okay, let's take a look, because I may not have access to the physical password. No, I'm not able to physically see the password, but I can change it if necessary.
Okay, yeah, it's like, I'll just read it off real quick. I don't know for sure if it's 841, uppercase T, 6, E uppercase, 0, O uppercase, A uppercase, 2200 3745.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had a different password, that probably would help.
If you would prefer, I can reset the password.
Okay.
To something that would be easier for you.
Yeah, we can just use my name, I guess.
Okay, did you just want the last name?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. And it does have to be a minimum of 8 characters.
All right, it's Geisel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why don't we just make it my first and last name? It would be Bill Geisel.
Did you want
the G, and the G and the B can be capital?
That's what I was going to ask.
right. Okay.
So now it'll be capital B, lowercase I, lowercase L, capital G, lowercase E, lowercase I, lowercase S, lowercase E, and lowercase L.
Correct.
And it has been set. Now, just so that you are aware.
The password that I have.
So that is, I just switched the password from the one that you had to the one that you just provided. So you will have to reconnect all of your Wi-Fi capable devices back to the network with a new password.
Gotta go through all that again.
I do apologize, but yes. So typically once the password changes, it'll ask you for the new password. So if you have a smart TV, like a Wi-Fi connected TV, you just go right through the Wi-Fi connection, reselect the same connection and just type in the new password. So now it will be much easier for you.
Yeah, I'm not that smart doing this because I have to set up like Amazon Echo and stuff like that. Yeah, because my TV is on right now. So when I turn it off and turn it back on, I'm going to look for a new Wi-Fi
connection. Well, you'll still reselect the same Archtop Fiber 3745 as your connection, but it will ask you for the new password.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so at that point, it'll say cannot connect to internet. It'll state that you can't once you go into that network setting right from the main menu of your TV remote. At that point, you will be able to type in the new password when you select it.
Okay. Now, online, I was trying to set up an account for that, and it was looking for an account ID and a PIN.
Okay, so that is different.
Yeah, the account ID I have is, the only thing I have is 565.
Let me take a look. Okay, so let's take a look at this online. Now, you were talking about going to the Archtop Fiber website, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm on there now, actually.
Okay, so 565 is the account number.
3 and 4. The account numbers. The only numbers that I had is the 565.
Yep, that is the correct account number.
Okay.
As far as a PIN goes, there shouldn't be any PIN.
Well, it shows it there, but then it has company name would be, that would be, that's, I'm not a company, so it don't matter.
Exactly. You should already have access to the online. You shouldn't be creating an online account.
Okay.
You get automatically...
All right, I'm going to do it here. I'm going back. All right, I'm back to... Let me start all over here and then make sure I'm doing this right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I made an icon for the Archtop Fiber. Now it says they can't find it. What the hell is it supposed to be?
Okay, so you're going to want to sign in with your email that you signed up with us with.
What the hell? We're having trouble finding that site.
So no, it would just be archtopfiber.com.
Yeah, but I had that all set up, and now it's not accepting it. I just don't make sense.
Is it not connecting at all?
Yeah, it's just coming up saying we're having trouble finding that site. I don't get it. I'm telling you.
Oh, try reconnecting to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm on the Wi-Fi. It's working.
Okay. Because remember, we did just change your Wi-Fi password because that's what we thought we were doing.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have anything to do with the... Yeah, I guess it would. I get too confused.
No, that's okay. I'm here, and we will get through this together.
You're not connected.
Yes, so at that point, do you see the little Wi-Fi symbol at the bottom of your... computer screen next to the time?
Diagnostic issue. Check the network cable modem or router reconnecting to wireless network.
Yes, so at the very bottom at your taskbar, you're using a computer, correct?
Yes.
At the very bottom of your taskbar, are you using Windows or are you using an Apple book? Like a MacBook?
I'm using Windows.
Okay. So do you see where the time and date is?
Yes.
So right next to that, to the left, there should be a connection icon, whether it'll say it's usually a globe with like a little X through it. You're going to right-click on that, and you're going to click on your Wi-Fi, and then it will ask you for the password.
I don't see that, actually.
You can also click on the little up arrow.
Let's see.
But it should show, like, open network and internet settings.
I am stupid. This is what happens when you get old.
No, that's okay. I'm here.
Yeah, I got to get my computer back on, if nothing else.
Oh, absolutely. So that's why I'm going to walk you through it.
Event planner.
Nope. So we're not clicking on the event planner. We're going to click on the where it says network connection, no internet connection. If you hover over the little globe, it should be a globe anyway. If you hover over the little globe, that's where you'll see it says no internet connection. You'll right click on that.
I don't understand why I don't see that.
Okay. Or you can click on the Windows button.
Okay, that's the edge, right? Yeah.
No, not the edge. We're looking at the Windows button very bottom left of your screen, where the search bar would be.
Windows button. Oh, yeah.
Like your start menu?
Oh, okay. And then
you'll go to settings.
Settings, okay. All right.
At which point you'll go to network and internet.
Okay. Yeah, so a network not connected.
Correct.
You aren't connected. Okay.
So then you'll click on show available networks.
Machines and network. Show available network. Okay, and then it's the first one, Arch Fiber 375, 3745. That's the
correct
one, right?
Yes, that is the one. And that's the one where we're going to do that password that you provided me to do.
Okay. All right.
With a capital B and a capital B. Yes.
Should I just say connect?
Connect automatically.
Yeah, and then it says connect, so I got to hit
mm-hmm.
that also.
Absolutely.
You know, I used to know a lot of this.
That's okay. Technology is ever-changing, and even I get lost. I get lost
I'm almost
so much.
80 years old. That's the biggest problem.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'm still here, so.
That's the important part.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking, I guess.
That is true.
Checking for a new network requirement. Why is it taking so long?
It shouldn't take too long.
Oh, there it is. Enter network security key.
Exactly. And that's the one where we're going to do your first name with a capital B and then your last name with a capital G.
Oh, that's my password then.
Yes, that is your new internet password, so it's easier for you to type in.
Next.
Next.
Everything is next. Verifying connected, secured, connected.
There you go. Okay, so now back to the online portion.
Okay, here we go. Let me see if this thing will work now. I do it.
Now, when you signed up for service with us, we automatically enrolled you in our online portal. So you shouldn't have to create anything.
Yeah, that's probably what was going on. I was like, nobody did anything, all right? Now, up here, I'm on the page, Art Fiber, it's internet, residential, so forth and so on. In the right-hand corner is sign-in.
Yes, so you're going to want to click on sign-in. You should have received an email back on the 2nd of July asking you to complete your registration for the Archtop Fiber account.
I don't remember that.
I can resend it to you if you need.
Okay. So then it has username and password, right?
Yes, so your username will be your email address. Once you click on the link in the email, it will ask you to change your password and create a password that's easy for you to remember.
And that's a password just for the account online.
Correct.
Because we're talking passwords here, I'm going to get all.
No, that's okay. So your Wi-Fi password is now very simple for you to connect everything to. And then for your online account, I just resent the email.
Let me see.
So it should take a few minutes.
Are you Cyrus Smith?
And then you'll see where it says Archtop Fiber Action Required. And it'll say, welcome to Archtop Fiber. Please click here to complete the registration. You'll
okay,
want to click on the blue click here.
What would that have said in the inbox when it showed up?
So it would show up as customer service at archtopfiber.com.
I don't see it yet.
I would also advise checking your junk mail.
Pardon?
Check your junk mail as well. Junk or spam.
Draft.
No, it would not be under draft.
Wait a minute. Email send inbox.
You can also search within your Gmail for Archtop.
Good question. I got Matt Gillis on the first one. I got my name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop Fiber. Quick questions. I'll stop cyber support. That's for the dated for the 12th.
Yes, that's dated the 12th for your technician appointment reminder.
But that's not what we're looking for.
No, we're looking for, it was dated on the 2nd of July.
Oh, the 2nd of July. Okay, let's just do this. Arts fiber support. Okay, here's your completed registration. Oh.
There you go.
I guess we're given there, huh?
Yes. She'll click on the click here blue lettering to open a new window that will allow you to access your account. Your login ID is listed in the email. It shows it as your email address.
Okay, let's see here. I can't open this window any bigger. I wonder why. Oh, let's see. Here we go. Okay, say that again. I'm sorry.
No. You should be able to use the login ID as your email address to access your account.
All right. Just says, please click here as the first thing, right?
Yeah, the first one. Click here.
Okay, let's see what happens. It says message display. Please set up. That's no good. All right, the login says my email address, and then the password, I guess, is the one that I made, right?
Not the one that you made today with me.
All right, it's just X'd out, so.
So you should be creating a password on that, unless you already created a password.
Secret answers. Yeah, I did some of that, but.
Okay, so then the password that you had created for the online is where you would log in. So if you go to the Archtop Fiber main site and you click on login or sign in, you should be able to type in your email address and your password.
All right, so I got to go to login again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. What's going on here? I don't know how to move. Profile. Close. Doesn't want to do it. I still got that security information on that. Why isn't that moving?
Okay. So it's still asking for a PIN?
Nah, I'm on my profile.
Okay.
Where do I go? Dashboard.
So what do you need to access from the account? What were you looking to change?
I wasn't going to change anything, really.
Oh, okay. Well, if you go to dashboard.
Pardon?
Sorry, if you go to dashboard, you should be able to see your invoices. You should be able to make payments if you needed to, view your history.
Dashboard. This thing don't want to move now. It's like frozen or something. Dashboard. I can't even see anymore. Okay, it says, please set up your password, reminder, question, and answers. But it just has an exclamation point, and it says close. And then I come down here.
If you have to set up your password, I would definitely advise doing so.
I'll say that again.
If you need to set up a password for your online account, I would definitely advise doing so.
Yeah, I had done that already.
Okay.
But I can't move anything. I'm stuck on this page for some reason.
Hmm.
When I go to dashboard, it just it says, please set up password reminder, question and answer. But then It's got a question mark, and the only option you'll have is to hit the close. Message display.
So you should be able to close that.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to do that. It won't let me get out of here, though.
Okay. Give me a moment.
I'm up on the top. I got account 565. Maybe I should just get out of that. Here we go. I just blocked that out.
Okay.
All right, here. Username and password. So username is my email.
Is your
address,
email address,
right?
Correct, yes.
All right, let's just see real quick if I can do this quick. Yeah, Gmail. Password is the one that I had made up, right?
The one that you had created when you created the or finished registering the account.
Okay, I'm just going to double check to make sure. You are unable to log in with the provided information. Please verify your login information and create.
Okay, do you know what other password it might be?
Well, the username I had down is WH Geisler for username, not my email address.
No, your login should be your email address.
That's not what I have for username. Should I put my the one that I made up?
Yes. But use the regular email address as your login.
Yeah, but I got that in there, but then to put my password in, it's not connecting because I had under username I had WH Geisel, not my email address. And then my password.
Yeah, so with Archtop Fiber's accounts, all of our accounts are logged in using their email address.
What am I going to do now?
I can reset the email, or I could reset the password for you if you'd like.
Okay.
What would your temporary password like to be?
How many letters or numbers do you need?
Let's see. So I'm going to do it as temp, capital T-E-M-P, so capital T, lowercase is the rest, 1234, and an exclamation point. And then I still have to...
Capital T-E-M-P.
No, lowercase P. 1234 with an exclamation point, but it's not set yet because I still have to set your secret question.
Exclamation point. Okay. That's the, all right. Okay. So I got to put that in right now, right?
Not right now. Not yet. Is there a secret question that you would like as your answer?
Yeah, they had down there your mother's maiden name. I put down R-I-C-E, right?
Okay.
I always remember that.
You should be able to go ahead and sign in now with that temporary password and then change it to something that you will be able to remember.
Exclamation point.
And you should be able to just click sign in or log in.
VML. I guess you know what you're doing, huh? I used to know how to do all this.
We try to make it so that you're able to do it yourself first, and then if we need to, then we go ahead and reset it for you. I definitely advise going to your profile and changing your password to something that you'll remember.
All right, so I've got the money there. Invoice delivery. Let me just do something quick here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
No, I want to print that page before I act up.
I would click on the view payment history if you're planning on printing your payment history. It should be on the quick links on the right side.
I'm having trouble with my printer, too. Come on.
Is it connected through a cable or is it connected to Wi-Fi?
I was trying to hook it up to Wi-Fi, but I got a cable coming from it to the computer.
Okay, so then at that point, it should work even without the Wi-Fi. As long as it's connected to the computer.
Okay, let's see. They may not have clicked on the right. What's working a few minutes ago now? Something on it.
No, that's okay.
That's why I get confused. Well, it's going to be here, so when I get everything working right, I'll be able to.
Absolutely. The other way that you can access it is on the top of the page of the webpage where it shows your account summary. Invoice and payments, you'll be able to click on that tab. It's next to the dashboard.
Up here on the top right where my name is, that's 650-555.
Yes, so that's your subscriber ID and then your account number. So above, below that, there should be quick links. And in the second section of the quick links, it should say view payment history.
All right, well, I can go through that stuff, but what do I have to do now? Anything?
No, you have full control of your account now.
All right.
Just definitely go to my profile and then change your password instead of leaving it at the temporary password that I set.
All right, go to my profile.
Correct.
Okay. And do what?
And then you would click on edit for where your password is.
Okay.
And you would create your own password. And you don't need to tell me what it is.
And it's got to be, what's the parameters on that?
As far as I know, it didn't give any parameters. I mean, you can add, you know, special characters if necessary, but if you want to keep it alphanumeric, definitely keep it alphanumeric if that's easier for you. I would definitely advise using a capital.
Could be all lowercase.
It should be able to. It didn't give me any, like, requirements as far as whether there was a requirement for uppercase or lowercase. But it is more secure if you do use an uppercase letter, at least.
Okay.
And definitely use numbers.
Right. I Okay. So your password. Oh, password would be the one you gave me, right, to start with?
Yes. So the current password would be the one that I just provided to you, which is the temp with a capital T, 1234 with an exclamation point. And then the new password is whatever you will decide.
Keep hitting that cap thing, and that's what screws me up.
Yes, definitely. It messes me up a lot too. I have what I call it's not exactly derogatory or anything, but I call it fat finger syndrome, because even though I've got small fingers, my fingers constantly hit the keys next to the keys that I'm trying to type.
Yeah,
so
there's two-factor authorization.
No, if you'd prefer without, exactly.
Yeah,
definitely skip that, because that will be the one where you would have to have a text message sent to your phone, and then you'd have to type in that one-time PIN. So definitely keep it as simple as possible.
Your security options have been saved successfully. Oh, let's see what happens here.
So if you log out and then log back in with the new password, it should be working.
Let's see what happens. Okay. Let's see. Hey, you better work this time. What about saving the password? Is that a good idea?
What about what? What about the password?
Well, I get the thing that says save password for cdportal.com.
So, I mean, you can if you are certain that nobody else has access to your computer. It makes it a little bit easier for sign-in, but me personally, because I've got other people in the house, I don't typically save the password.
No. Well, nobody else can get in my computer, but...
Okay.
Because I live by myself.
Gotcha.
My wife
I don't.
Died, my dog died. And
oh, I'm so sorry to hear
that.
Stuff. Yeah, I went through a rough period myself.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's hard losing those that you love, whether they be animal or human. It doesn't matter. It still hurts the same.
Oh, it was only a dog. I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I lost my mother in 2020. And then I lost my service animal, my dog, in 2022, and that absolutely destroyed me.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, so I completely understand. Oh, Pommies are so cute.
And this guy was, he was something else.
That's how my dog was. My dog was very mellow, very relaxed. He was a huge dog. He was like 130 pounds, but I swear he acted more human than he was dog. Like, he would lay in bed like a human. And he was taller than me. He was like 5'3" standing tall.
Oh,
if he was
God.
On his hind legs, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the same size as a human. When he would fall asleep, he'd fall asleep with his arm around me. It's so funny. I miss him so much.
You didn't have a serious problem, I hope.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, it was a common issue with a lot of dogs called bloat, where the stomach twists.
Right.
Yeah, no, it took him way too early. He wasn't even 3 years old yet. So... It destroyed me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's rough, especially because he was, I called him my co-pilot. He was with me everywhere. When I was working from home back in the, at that time, he would just lay underneath my desk all day. Never had any issues. He'd sit in my front seat in the car when we would go out. He would walk off leash everywhere. It was great. It was great. He was a wonderful companion. And I feel like I didn't get enough time with him.
My dog was so smart. If he saw me pick up my car keys and go outside to let him go out, he would sit by the door of the car.
Aw. Because he wanted to come with.
Oh, he always came with me.
Yeah, that's how my dog store was. Yeah, they're great.
He took them in the store.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did with my dog as well. I would take him to Walmart. I would take him literally everywhere. Right. Even the mall. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It still hurts today, but I know that he's probably looking down.
I'm going to sign into my TV today.
You're going to want to connect it.
I put in the password.
The Bill Geisel password. With the capital B and the capital G.
The one I just made, right?
Not the one that you just made for your online account, the one that I created for your Wi-Fi.
All right, where did I write that down, Scott? Okay, what was that again?
So it was your first name and your last name with a capital B and a capital G for your Wi-Fi password.
Okay.
And it's all together. It's all one word, no spaces.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to go ahead and get you into your online account and make your Wi-Fi simpler.
All right. I hope I get everything all. Do you have any information there, by the way, that they haven't called me back about my house phone? But I need that turned back on.
And it's not currently on yet?
No, it's not.
And you've tried earlier today?
And I don't understand, because I have the house phone tied to my cell phone. And if my daughter calls the house phone don't ring or anything. And I have it turn my cell phone. It rings my cell phone so I can answer it.
Okay.
So I don't know why everything else doesn't work. That doesn't make sense. And I also talked this morning to Matt Gillis.
Yes, Matt.
He said somebody is working on that. I had his name here someplace. But anyway, I don't know what the problem is.
I can definitely add a note stating that it's still not working. Maybe we can get somebody back out. Did they come on the 12th?
It's got to be an office situation, because they turn stuff on and off for your phone. And I don't know.
I mean, when you press on the phone for talk, does it give you a dial tone at least?
No.
Okay, so no dial tone even. Okay. Let me add that.
But I had them hook my house phone to my cell phone, so they both ring simultaneously, and I can answer either one. But now the phone don't work, but if somebody calls the house phone, it rings my cell phone, and I can talk to whoever. But I still need my house phone so I can make outgoing calls. Especially for this coming Tuesday, I got to go for injections in my back up in Albany, and they call to set up an appointment for Wednesday morning. And they call a house phone. I mean, hopefully it'll ring my cell phone, but
okay,
they need to fix
that.
That's all I can say. The gentleman that was here last Friday told me that there was other people in the area had the same problem with their phone.
Okay.
So it sounds like they got an office problem.
Well, no, because we were aware of the issue, and we're still looking into it, so we're still working on that.
Okay, but it is an office or, you know.
Yes, it is on our end. It does seem to be an issue on our end. We have resolved most of the issue as far as that goes, but if you still don't have dial tone right now, then we're going to continue investigating just to see what might be causing that, but we're already looking into it.
All right. He told me there was other people that had the same situation that the phone didn't work.
Yes, yes. So there was an outage at one point on Friday. But we're aware of the issue. We've resolved a lot of it, and we're still working on the rest of it.
All right. I hope it's very soon, though.
I hope so, too, and I do apologize for the inconvenience.
No, it's not your fault.
I appreciate that. But other than that, did you have any other questions for me today?
At this point, I don't. I guess I have the number to call.
Absolutely. And if you do need any further assistance, feel free to give us a call anytime. We are always available.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are very welcome, Bill.
What was the number that I called you on? Because I got so many notes in front of me that...
Well, the best number for us would be 855-ARCH-TOP. That's going to be the most easy to remember.
Okay.
And ARCH-TOP translates to 272-4867.
All right, say that again. I'm sorry.
Yes, so the 855-ARCH-TOP, the ARCH-TOP part translates to 272-4867. Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you are very, very welcome, Bill, and I'm glad that I was able to make everything a little bit simpler for you and to help you get into your account. I do apologize that there isn't quite a resolution yet for your landline, but we are working on it.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, of course, anytime. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, you also.
Thanks for calling into ARCH-TOP Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your week as well.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.